Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey man, first off, can I just have this PSA for a minute?
Go for it.
Because I got a lot of angry dudes sliding my DMs talking real greasy.
You got dudes in your DMs?
Yeah. Wow. But here's the thing.
It's another Thursday.
Here's the thing. Like my father said, hit dog or holler, right? And so I started this off by saying I'm recklessly speculating. Mm-hmm. So for y'all to be all up in y'all little feelings like that, I must be saying something that resonates.
They're little feelings.
Yeah.
Strong.
Because you got the bravado. Because I looked at some of y'all pictures. Y'all
No.
But I'm saying y'all got a lot of nerve come in talking like real greasy. Mm. And I'm looking at y'all like, dog, you ain't really about that action.
Messy Thursday.
No, I'm just saying it's not that serious. Because I came in here this morning. And I said I was going to recklessly speculate. So for you to be that up in your feelings about what I'm saying, I must be saying something that's hitting home. Yeah,
coming from Joe and I, two people who probably get this a lot more often than you, mute button.
Mute it.
No, but
move on.
What I'm
mute
saying is this, man.
Smile
this,
and wait.
This is me looking at the tea leaves and guesstimating about what AJ could potentially be thinking. This is not etched in stone. That's why I said reckless speculation. So this is what I need y'all to do. Get out of your feelings and just enjoy the show.
Well, here's what it is. We're all interpreting what we think he means by what he said.
Yes.
A couple times yesterday. One on the stream, and then obviously when he held
court. Who is he talking to, Joe? Because he said, this is what he said for all y'all snowflakes out there. Mm. He said, me and the coaches are cool. He said that, right?
So I agree with you that I think he's mostly talking about
the quarterback.
My issue with it, though, is the production in terms of the passing game is very similar last year when they won the Super Bowl.
No, I get it. But
it's just being distributed differently, and they're still winning. So when I take apart all those things, like passing game is pretty much what it was last year, which is not great. Like let's get it straight. But Jalen's not a great quarterback. Let's get that straight. He's a good one, not a great one. Passing game is similar, not great, but okay, there's been some good moments. In fact, there were a few good games. The wins are still there. Jalen's numbers are on par or better. Everyone else's numbers are on par or better. AJ's are down. So when I unpack it, it's not that he's upset with the whole operation. He's upset that he's less of a part of the operation. That's my frustration.
There might be some truth to that.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's wrong in how he views the game. Maybe he's right. I mean, he plays the game. My view is, well, wait a second. You won last year. You complained last year. It worked out in the end. The passing numbers are not worse. In fact, they're a lot better in a lot of ways this year. Your numbers are down. So what are you really upset about?
There's some truth to that. But, okay, let me ask you this question. Because I don't know where this offense is ranked. But this is the question I want to ask you.
What do you want to know? Yards or points?
Let me set up like this, Joe. Where this offense is – I would say this. Where this offense is ranked and where we think it should be is not in the same place.
Do you want to know points per game?
Yeah.
Okay. The Eagles right now enter week number 11, 12th in the NFL in points per
game.
That's
better because at one point they were like 20th
now,
or something, right?
Also, if we're being fair, they had a pick six by Jalen Hunt. They had a kick, the blocked field goal returned by Jordan Davis, right? So I think that's the two, right? So 14 of the points or 12, whatever, if they kicked extra points. Two of the touchdowns this year were scored by defense or special teams. So you take it for what it is, but they are 12th in the NFL at 24.2 points per game.
Okay, 12th is not bad. But when you look at the talent that we have.
Oh, it should be better.
We should be better.
I agree.
That's the point that AJ is making. And that's the thing that nobody wants to wrap their head around. You want to get mad at me because I'm sitting up here recklessly speculating about a quarterback who people still had question marks about.
All right, let's hear that quarterback, and then we're going to tell you about this great prize we're giving away and how we're doing it for the next couple weeks. First, let's hear Jalen yesterday. He spoke after AJ. This had Hugh fired up. Here it is.
Where do you stand in terms of getting him more involved in the offense?
Yeah, I know you got to ask those questions, and I have a lot of respect for that. And I think my focus always gears back to what the group is doing and what the collective is. Obviously, AJ plays a pivotal role and what we've been and what we've done. And so we just have to continue to grow with that every day. I know he's talked about having a growth mindset and embracing that. And so we just need that mentality as we go throughout this season and try and get to where we're trying to go.
I mean, I agree. I didn't have a problem with the way Jalen handled his press conference yesterday. I didn't kind of hear it the same way you did. I
didn't like the smug smirk.
But maybe he's tired of AJ complaining.
I mean, it's a lot, Joe. It's a lot. I'm not going to lie. And being grown up is hard. I'll be the first to attest to that. But this is a team that's on the cusp of being a dynasty.
May I ask a question that anyone's ever asked it this way?
Yes.
I think sometimes when we hear Jalen use his one-liners, right? And, and one of his favorite ones, of course, is when did the main thing stop being the main thing or keep the main thing the main thing? Maybe he's not talking to us, Hugh.
Maybe he's talking to AJ.
Maybe he's talking to AJ. Maybe he's smirking because he's tired of AJ not keeping the main thing the main thing. Like, I think a lot of times, Jalen, like lovers, right, will take it as he's talking to you, Jillio. You want more points? You want stats? What's the main thing? Maybe he's talking to AJ Brown. What is the main thing?
To win.
To win. All they do is win.
Have you ever heard of a saying called work harder? I mean, smarter, not harder?
Yes.
It does it feel like this team is working harder for the talent that we have?
No, it's hard. Offense is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be. And let's be honest. And AJ talked about that. The defense bailed us out the other night.
I agree. But like Jalen didn't suddenly become limited. Like he didn't go from prime Peyton Manning to a good quarterback. He's always this is why the AJ stuff falls on deaf ears. He signed twice here to play with Jalen Hurts.
No, I get it. I get it.
Like, did someone fool him and tell him, hey, this guy, biggest arm in the league, quickest processor in the league. He's Patrick Mahomes.
No, he's not.
Like, he's good but not great. So when you have a good but not great quarterback, isn't this part of the deal?
Well, I feel like AJ might be trying to say, since y'all in y'all feelings, so I have to frame it that way. I feel like what he's trying to say is that this offense, for the talent that they have and the way that the plays are being designed, that it should be effortless if the quarterback is on schedule with what he's doing. I feel like that's what's being said. Because a lot of times, like, this is where you snowflakes got to read between the lines.
Dude.
No, seriously. You got to read between the lines. Because nobody has vilified AJ outside of us. When you hear Nick Sirianni talk about him, he said he's a big part. Like, that, you have to listen to the key words that are being said.
But
big part of our offense.
Would it behoove? Like, it doesn't help them to vilify him, right?
No. But what I'm saying is this. We had an opportunity to move on. Now, Howie didn't give you a ringing endorsement, but he said he wears a C for a reason.
Yeah, they could have traded him.
He wears a C for a reason.
They could have traded him, then have to resign him. They want him around.
Just because he's the loudest doesn't mean he's the only one that's not disgruntled.
Well, that is true. All right, 215-592-9494. Derek in Paoli is up. What's up, Derek?
Yo, you.
Yes.
Are you in character?
What are you talking about?
Because I feel like it's just weird for you to have that kind of take. Like, you've like bringing everything that AJ Brown is saying and doing, it has to go back to the quarterback, right? Like, that's confusing. Like, even when you're saying Jalen Hurts should be asking about his teammate, Jalen Hurts didn't. He said the same thing that you just said. He was like, AJ is a big part of what we've done and what we're going to do. Like, you want him to go into a testimony about, you know, I call him every day and check on him and this, that, and third.
But no, see, Derek, I think this is what you're missing, brother, is that you could do all that, but AJ has said and Jalen has said they don't even speak. How do you go to work? Like, my thing is this, D. You go to work with the man every day. You could easily make all of this go away. Like, that's the problem that I have, is because it's not like he live in California and I live in Philadelphia. It's not like I got to wait to see him. You drive into that facility every day. You see this man every day. You could put all of this to bed. Like, seriously, that's the point. Yes.
This is my whole thing. Like, you played in the NFL, right? Like, so when I come listen to the show, like, I want you to, like, give me something, like, from the NFL. So you know, like, when you play in the NFL, you get to the highest level. Like, all these guys have egos, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying, like, it's not – whatever. We don't know what they went through, right? So for you to say, like, they should be able to go and do this and go do that, we're talking about two guys who got generational wealth. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? So their egos have only increased since they got generational wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like from that part, like, we don't know what's going on with their relationship, right?
And you're right.
But I just don't think that, and it's like I said, it's opinions. I just don't think, like, whatever AJ is getting from, like, the media, the fans, right? Whatever he's getting, he's putting it out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jalen Hurts doesn't get up there, like, you're saying he's not a leader. So if he wasn't a leader, he could have got up there and been like, man, I'm tired of answering these AJ questions. Like, AJ got to get out of his feelings and yada, 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 right? But it's like, why do they have to get up there every week, except for the 1 week that he didn't play, and speak about, like, his unhappiness? That's the part that we're deflecting from. Like, all the other stuff, even what he said yesterday, he sounded like, I like what he was saying, but it doesn't mean he has to say it. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but he felt
a different road. But, right? But, you don't agree with that?
But here's the thing, D, and I hear what you're saying, but here's the reality, and you're right about egos, but I remember telling a story on these airwaves with me and B. Mitch. We got into it, right? And I got an ego. He had one, too. And it almost came to blows before a game. But I put my pride in my pocket because my relationship with my teammate meant more to me than some petty squabble. So that's why I'm coming from it from that perspective. And I went over there to a man, and I apologized to B. Mitch before the game. Told him to a man I was sorry. That's what I'm talking about. Let me finish, though, D, for a minute. I'll let you cook. But my thing is this. When you start talking, like, I don't break bread with everybody. And I know a lot of people don't understand that, but I break bread with family members. I break bread with people I consider family. So when you start invoking God, kids, and talk about family members and stuff like that, that's who AJ is, or Jalen is to AJ. There is nothing that you shouldn't be able to talk about. This shouldn't be played out in the media. And even though Jalen is the quarterback, he still is a family member to AJ, right? So if there's a problem, he needs to go fix it, because it's clear that AJ's trying to tell him something, right? And Jalen's not hearing it. And they've broken bread. We've seen the stories. So my thing is this. As a family member, because I'm family with all, I still kick it with my teammates. And if I got a problem with one of them, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about it, because I've broken bread with them. You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm saying, even if Jalen doesn't want to do it, he needs to go break bread with AJ and cool him out there. Man, we're on the cusp of a dynasty. That's what I hear when I hear AJ talking. And if y'all don't understand that as fans, I don't know what to tell you. Because that's what we're talking about here. That's what AJ, like, I heard AJ yesterday, and that's what I pull from that.
So I hear you on a lot of that, and I agree on a lot of it. I guess when I brought up the boy who cries wolf thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jalen had the best passing game of his career. If Jalen has a good passing game, the Eagles do, right? Jalen's the Eagles quarterback.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Vikings game.
Yes. I get it.
Devontae was the lead that day. AJ caught four passes. After the game, the Instagram, using me but not using me.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts wins the MVP. He obviously played well. We could have fun arguing about who is the leading force in the Super Bowl, the defense or Jalen. He obviously played well. He's a Super Bowl MVP. AJ Brown didn't do much in the Super Bowl. AJ Brown, after the Super Bowl, where they won, talks about it didn't feel right because he didn't dominate. It's the boy who cried wolf. So even you know what's hard for me? I think you're onto something. I don't think everything you're saying is wrong at all. Like, that's why I'm just giving you a different viewpoint based on what you're saying.
No, you should, because I'm not sitting here saying that AJ is right in how he's doing this. And by the way, this is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed mesh technology to find your perfect mattress.
If we don't win the Marconi in 26, I am protesting.
No, but what I'm saying is this. People get mad because you're saying, okay, I just want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you have to understand. Like, I woke up this morning and not necessarily agreeing with AJ, because everything that he's saying goes against me as a former football player and how I feel about certain things. But here's the thing. If you're being true to yourself and you look at the offense that we have and the talent that we have, there's a disconnect that we don't want to talk about, or potentially not want to talk about. And he's trying to say it's the QB.
I think if we're being totally real, we keep saying they should be a top five offense. They really haven't been since 22. I mean, let's just be real about it.
And by the way, I can sit here and wear this Jalen Hurts shirt and still be a fan and still be critical, because I'm doing the same thing that everybody else is doing. I'm trying to figure this out. So that's why I'm recklessly speculating about this.
Of course you can, because you want the Eagles to win.
Bottom line.
Well, that's what most people that aren't pom-pom waivers for a player or two, that's what you want. I mean, I respect that. All right, before we go any further, Hugh, we did this last year. We get to do it again. Do you know what time it is? Hugh Douglas.
What you got?
I don't mean like 11:15. Do you know what time it is, like in the year in the calendar?
The year of our Lord?
No.
Excuse me?
This time of the year on our show.
Thanksgiving? What?
No, Hugh, it's ComboCon.
Oh.
You forget?
Yeah, I did.
ComboCon!
Yes, it is time, even though Hugh forgot.
Nailed
it is time
it. Good
for ComboCon. Presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. All right, here is how it works. For the next few weeks, we're going to be giving away prizes each day. If you win the prize of today, or tomorrow, or whatever, the next day, you will win this. Two Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, Jack Daniel's umbrella, a golf tee pack, playing cards, along with a Weber grill brush courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances. So that's the daily winner. And if you win today, you're automatically entered. Listen to this, Hugh.
I'm listening.
A Weber grill and a 55-inch smart TV, courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances, a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, and the Jack Daniel's cornhole set. So that's the major prize. We give away the little one each day, which is great in itself, on the way. So ComboCon, of course, is a combination of two things. So here's what we're looking for today. The best answer we get to a combination of this. Two people that had beef, you know, kind of like maybe the quarterback and the wide receiver, maybe the receiver and the media, maybe Hugh Douglas and
a certain wide receiver.
Yeah, whoever. All right, so it is
Hugh Douglas and everyone in his DMs
yes,
today.
That might be the best one.
Hugh and Mr. Teddy.
Yeah.
All right, so
Teddy.
Ooh, Hugh
Teddy
versus Mr. Teddy is. All right, the best answer to two people with beef.
Board.
Now, this doesn't have to be sports. It could be across anything. Two people with beef, best answer we get today, will win the qualifying prize, and you'll be automatically entered for the grand prize. All of this, of course, thanks to Gerhard's Appliances, the heart of the kitchen for over 80 years, where it's Black Friday all month long with up to $1,000 of rebates. And thanks to Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, where you can find $3 off 750 milliliter bottles of Jack Daniel's Black Label and $3 off 1.75 liters of Gentleman Jack at your local fine wine and good spirits store. Remember, celebrate responsibly. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. We have Will in the Northeast up on WIP. Good morning, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will? Man?
Let me cook real quick.
Let me finish
cooking.
Go, all right. Cook.
Now this is what I want to say. Mm-hmm. I said it a long time ago about one of the reasons why I believe AJ left Tennessee. is because of Derrick Henry, right? Now, this is the thing. Saquon came in. He was like, okay, I'm going to a team. Now, the running is okay, so-so, but I'm going to be a dominant factor. And he was until Saquon came, right? Now, Saquon came, took the spotlight off of him, you know, for one season. Now, we at a point right now, this is what I want to say to AJ. AJ, you could go to Jalen. You could have been with the Jalen and said, listen, man, I need the ball. We need to figure something out the way I can get the ball. Now, you take 15 yards, 20-yard passes, 10-yard passes. It's all going to add up. And then you go for the big one. Now, what I saw what A.J. did in one game, he said, you know what? I got this guy. You hit me. Hit me, Jalen. And that's what he did because you had him. But you got to get open, A.J. And one thing I want to say about A.J., man, listen, this is a spiritual battle that you're going through, bro. Because, listen, I suffer with mental illness, too. But you know what God told me? He said, look yourself in the mirror, Will, and tell yourself that you are the problem. And then I want you to look yourself in the mirror and say, you are the solution. So you're the problem and the solution to all your problems that you're bringing on the team, bro. All you got to do is, listen, shut up, and I understand how you feel. But just take it, and guess what? It's a team effort. You said the defense helped us win because they're part of the team, bro. That's what we need you to be, a part of the team. And all you got to do is get in and fall in love. And guess what? We want to win another Super Bowl.
There we go, Will.
Because we need you, bro. All you got to do is do what you've been doing. It's being great. Stop talking and stop rapping and start producing. Because this is the time, and say we need you. Every time you step on that field, you score a double team. And you keep other people open, so they can contribute. And then, guess what? The big game, we know who we got to go to. The best receiver in the league. And that's you, AJ. And I need you to understand that. The only way you want to get better is if you want to get better. It's not the team, it's you. So let's stop with the victory and the defense, and let's play the best story football. Because we are the best team, not the best eye. We're the best team. So let's do it, AJ. We need you. Every time you step on the field, we know we're going to win. Because you draw so much attention. And all I need you to do is do what you've been doing. And that's winning. You've always been a winner. And continue to be a winner, baby. So let's do it for the team.
Well, that's an all-timer, buddy. That's an all-timer. Will, two people that have beef. What do you got?
Hey, listen, I'm going to go outside the box. I'm going to say two companies, two people that made these drinks, the people that created Pepsi and Coke.
Pepsi versus Coke. That's a big answer.
I didn't expect two entities.
You know what, though? Listen, they had some beef. They've always had some beef. Pepsi versus Coke.
Will was on fire, man.
Yeah, that was an all-timer,
if I remember
by
the story
Will.
Correctly, like, I think it was Coke was winning. And then they changed the formula, and that's when Pepsi gained the momentum.
Listen, that's a
and
good
they never,
answer.
And they never really got, you know, that was a really good answer.
That's a great answer. All right, 215-592-9494. Boy, we are on fire here today. It's a tense situation with the A.J. Brown stuff.
I just think it's funny.
Wouldn't you know it? The team is 7-2 and the number one seed in the NFC. Are speaking of tension.
This is a soap opera.
It really is. All they do is win, and all they do is have all the soap opera stuff. All right, speaking of tension. A very tense moment in Nick Sirianni's press conference yesterday. You're going to want to hear this. It was the M&M boys where it was like they were delivering.
The M&M boys.
Yeah, you'll hear it.
I don't give a shit.
Who came up with that name?
Well, it was Maris and Mantle back in the day. You know, the new M&M boys are McClain and McManus. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. You're going to want to hear the Sirianni's presser from yesterday, your phone calls on the AJ situation, your take on it from yesterday. Mine is quite simple. He cares more about his stats than winning. Where do you come down on AJ? Hugh is recklessly speculating on a Thursday.
A lot of people mad, too.
Yeah, it's all
right. Y'all will be all right. Go get you a sugar cookie. Go get you a sugar cookie and some cocoa. You'll be all right.
You have any sugar cookies around here?
I had none in a while.
I do like a good sugar cookie. All right, your phone call's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or the last touchdown of the game, you win your bet, plus a share of bonus bets. I'm looking at Drake May tonight for a touchdown. What are we at here? +170. And if your bets, and at FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to take a shot at the jackpot, FanDuel.com/GIGLIO for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonuses. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sports, because the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.